I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Donald Trump has said his White House meeting with President Zelensky had not gone well and that the Ukrainian leader had overplayed his hand. The Ukrainian leader left the White House after a heated discussion with Mr. Trump and his deputy, J.D. Vance. He didn't sign Mr. Trump's proposed deal giving the U.S. access to Ukraine's minerals. From Kiev, here's James Waterhouse.
Ukrainian TV reported the scenes in the Oval Office simply as a deal which was not signed. But of course there is shock at a high-stakes meeting collapsing in the way it did. There are some MPs who felt Mr. Zelensky needlessly lost his cool in the face of what they believe was an almost coordinated shouting assault. But most have rallied around their embattled president. For all of the talk of ending the war, it is still raging. Missiles still slam into cities and sirens wail every day and night. During the past few hours, the mayor of the country's second-largest city, Kharkiv, said Russia targeted a medical institution. In these parts, a ceasefire without America's guarantee isn't seen as worth the paper it would be written on.
Russia reacted with glee to the clash between the US and Ukrainian presidents. The former Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, said Mr. Zelensky got a solid slap. From Moscow, here's our Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg.
So far, there's been no comment from Vladimir Putin about what happened in the White House. Then again, President Putin doesn't need to say anything, really, about what happened in the White House. Not right now. He can afford to allow events to play out. Donald Trump, a little bit early, said that this is going to be great television. You can just imagine the Kremlin leader sitting in front of the television set and enjoying the spectacle of his fiercest enemy, the leader of the country that Vladimir Putin invaded 3 years ago, being so publicly rebuked by the President and the Vice President of the United States in front of the world's media.
Following the chaotic meeting between the two presidents, the European Union foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, said it's become clear that the free world needs a new leader and that it's up to the Europeans to take up the challenge. Most other European leaders joined in, expressing their support for Ukraine, as Bethany Bell reports.
President Macron said Russia was the aggressor. He said that the Europeans, the United States, the Canadians, Japanese and many others had been right to help Ukraine and sanction Russia. Germany's outgoing Chancellor Olaf Scholz said no one wanted peace more than the citizens of Ukraine. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said each division of the West made everyone weaker. She called for an immediate summit between the US, European states and allies to discuss Ukraine and other challenges.
That report from Bethany Bell. You're listening to the latest world news, coming to you from the BBC. Lebanon's new prime minister has demanded a full Israeli withdrawal from the south of its country. Israeli troops still occupy five hilltop positions in contravention of a ceasefire that came into force in November. The Vatican says that the Pope, who's been in hospital with double pneumonia for 2 weeks, has had another breathing crisis. The Vatican said his lungs had to be cleared of vomit and he then helped to breathe through an oxygen mask. A former Mexican gang leader has pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges in the United States a day after being extradited. Rafael Caro Quintero is one of 29 suspects handed over to the US on Thursday. Will Grant is in Mexico.
Caro Quintero was a co-founder of the Guadalajara cartel and has been wanted in the United States over the murder of a DEA agent since 1985. He has now appeared in a federal court in New York on kidnapping and murder charges related to the agent's killing. Mr. Carrillo Fuentes was also in court facing multiple charges related to managing his brother's drug trafficking organization, the Juarez cartel. He also submitted a not guilty plea. Both men face either the death penalty or life sentences in prison if found guilty.
US police have given more details about the investigation into the deaths of the movie star Gene Hackman and his concert pianist wife Betsy Arakawa. The county sheriff said Hackman's pacemaker recordings suggest he'd lain dead for 10 days before the couple were found. The Swedish Olympic champion Armand Duplantis has again broken the pole vault world record, the 11th time he's done so in his career. At the All-Star Pole Vault in the French city of Clermont-Ferrand, Duplantis cleared 7.27 metres, beating the height he set in August last year by a centimetre. And that is the BBC News.